A full time here in Oriel Park, Marty, and it's 3-0 loss to the hands of the Boston Championship challengers, the Dog, and a tough night again for Hart, as they suffered the same fade away in the Dog as they did the same scoreline back in February. And it was a rapid start from the Dog that done all the damage. Daryl Lahey's goal in the 4th minute after it. Eaton Boyle did very well to block Stephen Bradley there. Lahey latched on the rebound into the net. And then 2 minutes later, Keith Ward found an open net after Greg Slug had done all the hard work to pull back to an open net and leave Keith Ward with the easiest of finishes. Ryan Rainey did have one of the best chances in the first half from Finn Harvey. Thundering drive in the 25-minute that Peter Sherry had to be with full stretch and full awareness to deny it. But it was just one of those days, and in the 36-minute, a torn effort from Stephen Bradley was one of the highlights of the night for the Dog and even League of Ireland fans to check it out in the coming days. Really, really torn effort. That made it 3-0 at half-time, and a major decline for Ollie Hogan's side. He made a couple of changes in the second half, but it was Robert Jones and Liam McGinn who actually impressed him to make tonight's starting lineup instead of the back, and he was very, very good. And it looked to me that Hart were playing in terms of a score difference between the factor. They showed an awful lot of character in the second half to fight back and consolidate that 3-0. They had a couple of chances that Conor Torres probably had the best chance of the second half to get a score with a thundering volley as well after his friend from his wing-back, Robert Levitt. But overall, only Dimmer Light has posed 4 halves tonight. It used to be also lost, so Hart remain in the relegation playoff spot. So from a sunny Oriel Park, it's a gloomy trip home for Hart as they lost the home side of the Dog 3-0.